Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Philosophers and those with an interest in logic often speak of the problem of accepting glittering generalities. These are statements that we find so appealing, we just automatically assume that they're true. But when it comes to animal behavior, I prefer a dirty bathwater analogy. This is based on the old saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Many times when people own or are working with animals who have certain behavioral issues, they tend to equate the animal with the problem. I see evidence of this sometimes in the pre-consultation forms I send my clients. I set up my form so that I can get as much information as possible about the animal and the physical and mental environment in which that animal lives. But sometimes people are so focused on what they perceive as the animal's problem behavior, they skip right through this. In these particular cases, they define the animal in terms of the behavior. In their minds, the animal isn't a dog. The animal is a biter, or a chewer, or a resource guarder. Other times, the animal is a rescue, as if that word described anything meaningful about the animal. But it doesn't. Rescue from what? I have friends who probably think that my dogs should be rescued from their relatively quiet and carefree life here in the country. And I've seen animals who live what others might consider incredibly thrilling and fulfilling life on the show circuit, and I think they should be rescued too. But the bottom line is that referring to any animal as a rescue is throwing the baby out with the bathwater. It really doesn't tell us anything about the animal. Or rather, it doesn't tell us anything about the animal, him or herself. What those labels do tell us is what we consider the most notable feature about that animal. So think about how you think about your animal. If somebody asks you about your animal, what's the first thing you say? Do you say, he's a barker? Or she's a pooper? Or they're both rescues? Or do you say, she's a mix and I love her to death? Or he's smart as a whip, the best companion dog I ever had, joy to go through the woods with. How do you define your animals? When our animals have what we perceive as problems, and we don't do anything to address those problems, it's easy to reduce the animal to a problem. But in the process of doing that, we create a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because we define the animal as a problem, naturally, we all like to be right, so we'll pay closer attention to those things the animal does that supports that view. And pretty soon we get our wish. The animal becomes the problem. But that's really too simple. Aggressive animals don't spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week aggressing, any more than chewers do. Problem behaviors are displayed under a very specific set of circumstances. They're not the entire animal. So when you find yourself summing up your entire animal into a single word, whether it's a problem behavior or a rescue or a show dog or from championship breeding, take a step back and look at that animal and ask yourself if that really sums it up. If it does, and for your animal's sake as well as your own, because you're missing a heck of a lot, I suggest you look again.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.